Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my radio program. Today is Monday, January 24th, 2022. It is such an honor to come to you on the Monday morning edition of The Cross in the Desert. I want to take just a couple of minutes to explain a little bit about the passion and the motive for doing this program. It's based on one of my favorite scriptures. It's Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 through 9. And Proverbs declare, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice." This is my life verse. This is being a voice for the voiceless. And the Bible is very clear in that we have a responsibility to speak up for the voiceless. In other words, for those who cannot speak for themselves. Or in other words, for those that if they should sound the alarm or speak out, very severe ramifications are the result, imprisonment and death. And so that is what I do, is I'm a voice for the Iranian people. I'm a voice for the persecuted church. But in speaking up, the Bible says, ensure justice for those being crushed. Their desire is to be free, of course. And my desire is that they see justice come in their lives. That I pray, my passion in prayer is that God will bring about justice for those that are being crushed, literally those in North Korea, Afghanistan, China, Iran, all over the world. It says, yes, speak up for the poor and helpless. They are poor and helpless in many ways. They don't look upon themselves perhaps as weak, poor, impotent people. But in the eyes of this government, they are classified as poor and helpless. And again, see that they get justice. And that is what it's all about. Prayer that God would bring swift justice to their cause. So Proverbs 31 verses 8 through 9 is a life verse for me in what I do here on the cross in the desert. And now today, I want to spend some time on a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the house church movement in Iran. It is the underground meeting of ex-Muslims who have converted to Christianity, and they have to meet secretly in house churches because the government, if they discover that they have converted, they can be killed. And definitely put in prison. Most of them interrogated, put in solitary confinement. They try to force them to convert back to Islam. So the house church movement is a huge movement in Iran. In fact, Iran is got the reputation for being the fastest growing underground church in the world. And the subject of today on the Cross in the Desert is the story of a good friend of mine who I met about 4 years ago. While I was busy writing my book with Manoush Bakhtiari, the book entitled Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran, I came across an article on the internet about a young Iranian girl. She had given her story to a man named Hamid. He was a reporter. And as I read the story, I was fascinated by it. And to make a long story short, I connected with her on Facebook, and she allowed me to write her story for our book, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. We have been good friends for about 4 years, and I decided today in the new year that you need to hear her story. You need to be inspired by her courage, because she was part of a house church in Iran. And so what I want to do now for the next 20 minutes or so is to take you into Mania's world. Her name is Mania Massoudi. And the title of the article I wrote for her is called Safe in the Arms of God. We spent some time, I think maybe a 2 or 3 hours on the phone, and she dictated the details of her story, and I wrote it from there. And it's in my book, Dear God, Bring Freedom to Iran. So I want to take you now into Mania's world a few years ago. Growing up in Tehran, Mania's childhood memories were not filled with the laughter and innocence of a normal girl as typical of so many, but rather they were filled with the painful memories of a culture that is oppressive to women. Her family was not religious, but Muslim in name only. And from the very beginning, Mania had no interest in reading the Quran or practicing Islam. She was offended by the way her culture treated women. Men and women were not equal, but segregated. The husband treated his wife as a possession, and she had no alternative but to obey. He had the freedom to marry up to 4 wives, but she must remain submissive and obedient to his every sexual desire. The wife could not travel alone and had to have the husband's permission for everything she did. She was forced to wear a hijab when going out publicly and was constantly under the scrutiny and control of her husband. When Mania observed on a daily basis how dominating and controlling Islam was, especially to women, she decided this is who God really is, that she didn't want to have anything to do with him. She was saddened by the way women were treated like birds in a cage, with no choice and no freedom. For Mania, Islam was a religion of fear that gave men total control over a woman. She felt trapped in a culture of oppression and discrimination with no way out and no future for her as a woman. Hearing the tragic news of her brother suffering a stroke while serving in the Iranian army brought more misery and sadness into Mania's already troubled world. Now she had the difficult task of helping her mother to be a caretaker for Malad, who was partially paralyzed. Every day, she had to help him shower and dress. Overwhelmed by feelings of worthlessness, Malad tried twice to commit suicide. But fortunately, he was unsuccessful. Watching her brother emotionally deteriorate every day caused Mania to seek deeper into her own darkness of depression. Learning to play the piano became a serious passion for Mania. She tried to cope with the sadness and depression that dominated her life. Her parents hired a personal piano teacher to give her daily lessons. When Mania was introduced to Rambad, she was immediately impressed by his kind and gentle spirit. Unlike Mania, Rambad was a religious man, and he loved to talk about his faith. He was a Christian that belonged to the Armenian Church, a church that had been shut down by the government. Rambod eagerly shared his faith in Christ with Mania. Even though Mania had completely given up on God and religion, she found herself being drawn to what Rambod said and was curious in learning more. Rambod invited Mania to church, and she was shocked to discover that instead of meeting in a huge cathedral building, that instead his group met in a small house. Rambod was part of the house church movement in Iran, which was constantly under the surveillance of the government. Christianity was not a welcome religion in Iran. It was against the law for Muslims to convert to Christ, and if caught, they could be arrested, imprisoned, and in some cases, put to death. While attending one of the house church meetings, Mania confided in Rambod about her brother's paralyzed condition, and together they prayed for him to be healed. 2 days later, Mania's world was transformed forever. Malad had been miraculously healed and could now dress himself and take showers. He was no longer paralyzed. Mania was astonished by what appeared to be a miraculous answer to prayer, and this amazing event compelled her to also become a Christian. Mania's life had been radically changed. She had discovered a God who gave her hope and a future. He was not a God of fear or violence, but rather a God she could talk directly to and feel his love. Most importantly, she discovered that the God of Christianity treated women with respect and compassion. However, the good times did not last very long. One evening, government agents burst through the doors and began arresting the Christians during their worship service. Panic-stricken, Mania quickly escaped through a back door and fled down the street toward her home. It would be the last time that she ever saw her dear friend, Rambod. The very next day, at her photography studio, Mania received a frantic phone call from her mother. The police had been at their home looking for her. Her mother instructed her to immediately leave Tehran and go to a friend's house where she would be safe until the heat died down. After staying at her friend's home in the countryside, once again, her mother called her. This time, the news was even worse. Her father had been arrested. It was no longer safe for her to remain in Iran. Arrangements had been made by her mother for her to meet a man who would take her to the airport and smuggle her out of Iran. Frantic with the fear of being arrested and put in prison, Mania followed her mother's instructions and rode with a strange man to the airport. Within a few hours, they were airborne and en route to London. Mania was amazed at how smoothly everything was going. She had not been stopped by the police for questioning, but instead had made a miraculous exit from a country that was looking for her because she was now a Christian. After landing at Heathrow Airport in London, the man that had accompanied her mysteriously vanished. She was now all alone in a strange country, exhausted and shaking with fear. Unsure of what to do next, Mania introduced herself to the airport staff and explained that she had escaped from Iran because the government was going to arrest her. Mania was now a refugee, an illegal alien knocking at the back door of the UK, pleading for asylum. The airport staff transported her to a detention center, and it was a temporary detention center zone where she was going to be processed. The detention zone was a frightening place filled with strange men, and Mania quickly discovered, hey, she was the only woman there. The overnight stay was one of the most frightening experiences of her life. She couldn't sleep, shaking with fear that at any second she would be raped by one of the strange men. It felt almost like being back in Iran at this detention center. 3 days later, after being ill from the horrible food and the fear of being raped, Mania was finally transferred to Stockport City in Manchester. Stockport City quickly became like heaven on earth to Mania. It was a huge hotel with much better sleeping conditions and much better food. During her hotel stay, an extensive background check was done on Mania, and she successfully passed. Now she qualified for the next step in her process. She was transferred to Liverpool and applied for a formal application as an asylum seeker. Since 2015, Mania has been living in Glasgow, Scotland, in a government-furnished flat with two rooms and a lovely roommate from Nigeria. In January 2017, she was officially baptized and became a member of the Easter House Baptist Church. Reflecting back on the incredible events that have transformed her life in the past 3 years, Mania summarizes everything with one word: grateful. Mania is grateful to God for her new life because now she has hope. When she lived in Iran, she was bitter, depressed, and without hope. She had no future, but Christ has given her hope and a future. Her heart is filled with gratitude that her life was miraculously spared. Instead of being tortured in a dirty prison in Iran, she is instead studying for the future at a university in the Scotland area. Mania was attracted to Christianity because of its love. The God of Christianity filled her heart with love instead of fear and gave her hope and forgiveness instead of depression and despair. Mania describes her present situation as, quote, safe in the arms of God. What a beautiful story, and such a true story it is. If you think about this story carefully, because of Islam, Mania had an idea about religion based on fear and oppression. She saw how women were treated under this religious system, how men were given the preference, how men were born to rule women, how women were second-class citizens. And so she said very early in the beginning, if this is who God is, I don't want anything to do with him. So it was bad enough living in Tehran and seeing the fruit of Islam all around her. But then her brother became very ill, suffering a stroke, and now she was forced to take care of him. And so there was much darkness and depression settling in on her, added to the weight of Islam and living as a woman in Iran. That is until God put a very beautiful man in her life named Rambad, who as a Christian shared Christ's love with her. And she was curious, this is the God of Christianity? That's nothing like the God of Islam. And so she began to investigate, and as she looked into Christianity, she found there was real hope and freedom for her. And it was because of Rambad that she became a Christian, and it was because God answered her prayer for her brother that her whole life changed. She saw the God of Christianity as a God of miracles and love and compassion. God is moving mightily among the Iranian people. That's why it is the largest underground church in the world. And so today on the Cross in the Desert, you've heard the incredible story of Mania Massoudi, safe in the arms of God. Whenever you are gathering for your time at church or your Bible study, please remember to pray for Mania as she is trying to get her life in order and grow up and live a productive life in Scotland. And it's so important for her to mature, to grow in Christ, to have a successful life now that she is no longer under the oppressive yoke of the Iranian government. So don't forget to pray for Mania and all of those still left in Iran struggling to live as Christians in the house church movement. I want to take some time now to feature a beautiful worship song from Elevation Worship. Here on the cross in the desert, let's listen to this. It's called Here Again.
Tomorrow will bring, but
Music of elevation worship, a song about the presence of God, meeting God, his presence flooding this place, his person, his power, his love, his mercy falling upon us. And there's nothing more precious than the sweet, overwhelming presence of God. And so today on the cross in the desert, we have journeyed into Mia's world and watched God miraculously cause her to escape from certain death in Iran till she found herself safe at home in the arms of God in the UK. The very sad, sad thing about this story is Mia can never see her parents again, it seems. I pray one day there would be a miraculous reunion. I'm sure that hurts her heart more than anything. But she is safe now, and her whole life is now beginning again. It's been such an honor to bring you her story today. There are thousands of stories like Mia waiting to be told, and I hope that I will one day have the privilege to write those stories as well. And I feature them all the time in my books and right here on the Cross in the Desert to inspire you. So I hope that you will share Mia's story on your Facebook. People need to hear the amazing things that God is doing in the lives of ex-Muslims and how he is bringing them to Christ and giving them new hope and new freedom. It's been an honor today to bring you this story on the cross in the desert. Have yourself an incredible week. God bless you. And I will see you next time on the cross in the desert. Have a great week.